Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to the Cyber Law Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Spencer Pollock, cybersecurity, data protection, and privacy attorney at McDonald Hopkins. As always, thanks for coming back. Keep the questions, calls, comments coming. 410-917-5189, or email me at spollock, that's S as in Sam, P as in Paul, OLLOCK, at mcdonaldhopkins.com. Today, we're going to be talking about a new bounty for a notorious Russian ransomware operator. So the FBI on May the 17th released a bounty, a $10 million bounty for an individual named Mikhail, and I'm going to butcher his name, Pavluch Matiev. Obviously, this is a Russian ransomware operator, and the FBI stated that this individual is alleged to be a central figure in the development and deployment of Lockbit, Babook, and Hive ransomware variants since at least 2020. The FBI goes on to state that these victims include law enforcement and other government agencies, hospitals, and schools. The Department of Justice states that the total ransom demands allegedly made by these members of the three global ransomware campaigns, their victim amount to as much as $400 million, while the total victim ransom payments amount to $200 million, which is an absurdly high number. These three groups, they operate very similarly. They leverage the double extortion tactic of locking your systems up, encrypting them, and then extorting you for one, and then stealing your data, and then coming back to extort you and demand ransom payment. This individual has been charged with conspiring to transmit ransom payments, conspiring to damage protected computers, and intentionally damaging protected computers. If convicted, he faces over 20 years in prison. And also, the office, the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Asset Control have placed this individual on their no-pay list. Now, here's the truth. Is he going to get arrested? Probably not, because he's in Russia, and Russia and the U.S. have horrible relations, and the likelihood that he gets extradited is slim to none. However, maybe somebody gets sick of him. Maybe someone around his inner circle sees $10 million as a huge bounty. Maybe he travels outside of that country. And then maybe Interpol gets a tip. And then we get lucky. Now, that's the hope. But it's really good to see individuals named. Individuals get basically publicly outed and to put a price tag on their head. Because these are some insidious people, some insidious criminals that cripple businesses, that put people out of business, that expose individual information, sensitive information. So it's really good to see that we've taken that step, that we've uncovered that information. I would say that's leaps and bounds better than what we've seen up until now. And it's also just keeps reconfirming that these groups all work very closely in concert. They share information about victims. They share information about vulnerabilities that lead to double attacks, more attacks in the future. And so it just reconfirms that a lot of these variants are very similar. And so it always goes back to what we always say. You have to keep preparing. You have to get ready. The more defensive mechanisms you have in place, the more controls, the policies, procedures, protocols, the technical infrastructure, all those fancy cybersecurity devices, software, working with internal and external legal and cybersecurity experts, this will best help you prepare. It's also getting compliant, right? Because the compliance does lead to the preparation. So once again, this is very interesting news. And if anybody has information, please call the FBI or DOJ so that you can get that bounty and then we can get him arrested. But beyond that, thank you for stopping by. Have questions, comments, want to just discuss, give me a call, 410-917-5189, or email me at spollock@mcdonaldhopkins.com. And have a great morning, great afternoon, or great evening, and we'll see you on the next one.